Thursday, 24th September. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. Today, Robert Mugabe will sit down for an exclusive interview with CNN Chief International Correspondent Christian Amanpour. The interview will be Mugabe's first with a major Western media organization in years, and it comes just weeks after a ban on CNN entering Zimbabwe was lifted. SW Radio Africa reports that a 70-year-old Harare woman was killed on Monday when informal traders demonstrating against the closure of market stalls in Bare were stoned by a group of rowdy youth. The Zimbabwe National Students Union says that water challenges at UZ have continued to haunt the largest institution of higher learning in Zimbabwe. The situation is posing a health hazard to more than 13,000 students at the institution. The challenge has delayed the opening of halls of residence that has seen close to 4,000 students stranded, having to look for alternative accommodation elsewhere. According to Voice of America, Parliament has drawn up a shortlist of candidates for Zimbabwe's new Electoral and Human Rights Commissions, and interviews will be conducted over the next 2 weeks. The Standing Rules and Orders Committee on Tuesday identified 25 candidates for the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and 30 for the Human Rights Commission. The China Voice website reports that China will further boost its bilateral relations with Zimbabwe, new Chinese ambassador to Zimbabwe, Chin Shung Kan, said on Tuesday. China is currently constructing an agriculture demonstration center at one of Zimbabwe's biggest agriculture training colleges, Gwebi, just outside Harare. According to SW Radio Africa, a top army official has become the latest in a string of high-level ZANU-PF members who have grabbed wildlife conservancies in Mashingo, in a new exercise that could soon see the total destruction of the private conservancy sector. Major General Engelbert Rugege, who is the army's chief of staff, has reportedly seized control of Wanezi Block Ranch in Mwenezi. In a related press statement, the MDC has condemned the latest wave of farm disruptions taking place across the country, saying that they are seriously undermining reconstruction efforts and upsetting food security and investor confidence in the country. The MDC says that over 80% of productive farmland and conservancies have been violently taken over in Mashingo province alone in the past 6 months. Writing for Zim Online, Tendai Huchu says the government has a deluded belief that attracting foreign aid and investors is central to economic revival. While foreign investors and aid are part of the solution, ultimately, the key lies in capitalization of the nation's human potential. According to a VOA report, Zimbabwean and international non-governmental organizations are crisscrossing Europe at present, drawing the attention of governments and civil society groups to human rights violations in the Marange diamond fields of eastern Manicaland province. Padare Enkundleni Men's Forum on Gender is pleased to inform you of the availability of its walk-in or drive-in counseling services at their offices situated at No. 6 Winchester Road, Belvedere, in Harare. While this free counseling facility is open to boys, young men, and men, women, girls, and young women may access it too. Focus is not only on perpetrators, but also survivors and concerned witnesses to domestic violence, gender-based violence, or any gender injustices. Cases can be at family, household, community, or relationship level. Area News Service reports that the drought that has ravaged parts of northeastern Kenya, killing a large number of livestock, has affected the availability of milk, in turn undermining child nutrition. Climate-related natural disasters, like droughts, hurricanes, and floods, forced 20 million people, slightly less than the population of Australia, out of their homes in 2008 alone, said a new study, making a strong case for regularly monitoring displacement in the context of climate change. Climate-related natural disasters like droughts, hurricanes, and floods forced 20 million people out of their homes in 2008 alone, said a new study, making a strong case for regularly monitoring displacement in the context of climate change. Eritrea ranks last place on the latest Reporters Without Borders Index, measuring the level of press freedom in 173 countries. Privately owned press have been banished by the authoritarian president Isaias Afwerki since 2001, and the few journalists who dare to criticize the regime are thrown in prison. According to the Citizen Daily, The Tanzania Albino Society has called for the public execution of three people who were yesterday sentenced to death for murdering an albino.